Good morning and welcome to The Conversation on this Monday. I'm Beth Ann Kozlovich, and you, sir, are Chris Vandercook.
All day.
Glad
good morning,
to hear
Beth.
It. Good morning.
Well, Kauai has become quite a flashpoint for the pesticide discussion.
Among other things, and we're going to talk about Kauai a couple of times today, too. But first, you know that since its release last month, the draft of the Joint Fact-Finding Study Group on Kauai has been causing a stir. They look at previously collected data on pesticide use on the island. It's an effort by a team of 9 members with science backgrounds and is funded by the County of Kauai and the Department of Agriculture. Last week, we spoke with Earth Justice Attorney Paul Achitoff, who asked the EPA to investigate and promised that there would be more lawsuits to come. Later, we heard from Kauai blogger Joan Conroe, who said that Mr. Achitoff was making untrue statements and that his groups and others make money by keeping the conflict inflamed. So now we've called her. Joan Conroe is on the line from Kauai. Good morning.
Good morning, Beth Ann. How are you today?
I'm doing all right, thanks. Good to talk to you. Now, you heard what we talked about last week with Paul Achitoff. You've seen some of what has been happening, certainly covered in many places in the press. But why do you say that this is really not what's the majority opinion on Kauai or not representing it?
Well, I think there are a couple things at issue here. One is the fact that this entire controversy has been generated by groups that, by their own estimate, represent just 1% of the state's population. So it's really a very small and a very loud group that's making a lot of the commotion. And Paul Achitoff is leader of one of the groups that's doing this, as well as Center for Food Safety. I think the other concern that we've seen is that since this report came out that really found no evidence of any harm to humans or the environment from agricultural pesticides used on Kauai, these groups have been trying to fan the fear and make it sound like the state isn't doing anything about these issues, so more and more regulations are needed. And when I heard Paul saying that on your show last week, that really bothered me, because the state has been doing things to address people's concerns, and it's really disingenuous to claim that the state is doing nothing to respond to these problems.
Nothing perhaps might be an overstatement, but not exactly what some of these groups, including Earth Justice and the Hawaii Center for Food Safety, would like to have happen. And the fact that the Joint Fact-Finding Study Group looked only at data that was currently available, not necessarily studies that were commissioned with specifics in mind.
There actually were no studies that were commissioned with specific objectives in mind in regard to Kauai. They were looking at existing data that had been done in terms of the state responded to concerns about pesticides a couple years ago by doing some environmental testing of waters. And they found actually that the highest level of pesticides in waters were in urban streams on Oahu, far from any agricultural areas. They also did an assessment of all the school evacuations throughout the state and found that none of those had been caused by agricultural pesticides. There were all but one, and one was due to a turf company. The others were all caused by homeowners doing improper pesticide applications. They also looked at, the level of pesticide poisonings and found that 90% of those occurred in the home. They looked at drift tests, air tests that had been done by advocacy groups, the anti-GMO groups, as well as the state. They found just a very tiny, hundreds of times below the EPA threshold levels of these particulates in the air. So what they really found was that despite all the claims that have been made over the years, the last couple of years as this controversy has been simmering, they found actually no evidence that anybody has been harmed, not one person, not one child, not one field worker. Nobody came forward to show that they had elevated levels of pesticides in their blood or urine, and it's something that's quite easy to document that way. So they provided nothing in the medical records. And then the levels that were found in the environment, as I mentioned, were just very isolated and very small. So in response to that, the state's thought was, okay, we're not seeing this huge problem out in the environment. Department of Ag Secretary Scott Enright came out and said, so what we'll do then is we'll continue to do some environmental monitoring, and we'll look at beehives, which are good ways to determine if pesticides are leaving the fields. because if pesticides aren't leaving the fields, and if they aren't leaving the fields in any large quantities, then people aren't being harmed. And so these groups were not happy to hear this because they are trying to enact certain policies that are really anti-GMO, which is what is behind this whole thrust here. Is it's an anti-GMO movement that is using the fear of pesticides to advance their agenda.
John, with the way, though, this has been playing out now for several years, where you have communities, in essence, you know, sort of ripping each other apart and a lot of vitriol back and forth, would it not be then a good idea to have the EPA come in and have some external view of this that might distance some of the information and some of the nastiness that's being generated on both sides?
I think one of the issues about the EPA is that Paul Etchetoff said that he called the EPA to come in and take a bigger look. But actually, the EPA is coming in just to look at an episode of pesticide exposure at the Syngenta fields, where several workers entered a field before the reentry time was up. These people were not poisoned, as Paul likes to claim, but they just possibly had exposure, so they were observed. The state itself sent its investigative report to the EPA, and then the EPA decided to get involved well before Paul ever contacted the EPA. So I think this shows us that the system is working. You know, the state reports to the EPA, the federal level, then the feds get involved if they think something needs to be checked out more closely. So whenever there is a pesticide incident in Hawaii, the state looks at it first, and then it moves on to the feds if it looks like it needs to have a little more investigation. There have been times in the past when the EPA has come in and looked at things, but it's not a regular event because we don't have a lot of serious pesticide exposure.
So, Joan,
and
what
this has been drummed up.
We've got to go in just a second here, but as you see that this continues, and with Paul Etchetoff saying that there will be more lawsuits, that he feels he has great grounds to be able to bring them, what do you envision for the future of your community?
I'm sad to see that I think there will be more conflict because groups like Earth Justice and Center for Food Safety actually make money off filing lawsuits. They make money even if they don't prevail. And they also
make money in what way? Make money in what way?
They make money in legal fees and in court costs, even if they don't prevail on all counts. And they also use these as tremendous fundraising things. You know, we're suing against these big multinational companies. They put it out there, the David versus Goliath thing. So it's a way that both of these groups make money at the cost of our communities. And so it's so sad for me to see this fear-mongering and divisiveness that has been created. And people are suffering, local taxpayers are suffering, and really it's just to promote the agenda of these special interest groups. And I just, you know, I'm sad to see this continuing in our community and tell people really wise up, it's going to keep going on.
Well, for the moment, we have to go on and say goodbye. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you, Beth Ann.
Joan Conroe is the editor of Kauai Eclectic. It's a blog of observations, images, and writings about Kauai.
Aloha, moki hana, pua o kawaii, piliya, me kamae lelau migiri, mai lelili.